now. ESPN 580 Orlando's live, local, and loud.
It is hour number two, live, local, and loud here on ESPN 580. We're broadcasting from the Victory Casino Cruises Studios, home of the only legal sports book in Central Florida. You can get in touch with the show at 844-225-5580. Text is 21232. Also on Twitter, at ESPN 580 Nick and at the Jerry Daniels. Coming up in 15 minutes, Jerry will give you some inside tips on the Kentucky Derby. So when you're at your Kentucky Derby parties this weekend,
including a horse, one of the horses can't see the other 19 horses.
He's blind?
We're going to talk about that.
Okay,
coming up at 7:30.
We will talk about that 7:30.
Well, 7:15, we're going to talk to Pete with Victory Casino Cruises. He's going to tell us what they've got going on the boat.
I have no idea what I'm doing on my own show here. Go ahead.
All right. Anyway, so we'll tease it there.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm going to tell you a little bit more about it. If we can get on it with Pete, otherwise we will talk about that
when you are drinking your mint juleps and wearing your big hats at your
Kentucky Yingling. Yingling's still good with horses.
Of course it is.
There's actually a horse in Orlando.
A horse, of course.
You got to hear the story. There's a horse in Orlando that can pop a Yingling can and drink it out of the can. I have video.
I must see that, and I will share that on social media at the end of the show. That sounds as crazy as LeVar Ball does sometimes,
yes.
Okay? If you do not know who LeVar Ball is, and actually our buddy Tom Traxler did not know who LeVar Ball was when we were talking to him before the start of our interview with him, I was kind of like he'd been living under a rock or something, because LeVar Ball has turned into kind of this big personality in sports. 6 months ago, if you would have asked me who LeVar Ball was, I would not have been able to tell you who that individual is.
No.
Now, basketball heads knew who he was because, of course, he was loud, he was braggadocious,
yeah.
And his son was one of the best young kids in the circuit, Lonzo
Ball.
Apparently,
his name means what? Wash that ball?
Pardon?
LeVar in, like, French or Spanish means, like, wash that.
I did not know that, actually. But LeVar, he's been a big figure in basketball, but not in mainstream sports. His son, Lonzo Ball, is a lock, in my opinion, to be a top three pick in the NBA draft. Where he'll end up, we do not know yet. And, of course, what happened yesterday, LeVar Ball. Actually, let me start a week ago, because the news comes out that LeVar and Lonzo had met with the three big shoe companies here in the United States, Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour, and those three companies had all announced that they were going to pass because LeVar did not want an endorsement deal. He wanted a licensing deal. He wanted to license his company, the big baller brand, Triple B, with those companies, and they weren't set up to do that. They didn't want to do it.
It went against
the norm, not as a rookie, though.
Yeah,
not as a rookie before. All of these companies can do that. Heck, the Jumpman exists, Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
That's what happens. But you need to build a name for yourself before you do that. And that's kind of part of what LeVar is doing, okay? He's disrupting the norm in how this goes, something that can either be very profitable for someone or can be a detriment to them moving forward. And yesterday, the news breaks from, what was it, Hoops Hype magazine or whatever it was, a Slam magazine, excuse me, that the Ball family had released the first Lonzo Ball signature shoe. It was called the ZO3s. It was a $495. The cheapest shoe was $495 if you wanted the signature shoe, $995. And we here, and I'm part of it as well, all do the same thing. It's all the LeVar Ball is crazy, $495, shaking my head, don't know why. People are trolling him on Twitter, okay? And everyone is calling this family crazy, me included. And I started looking into this last night, and I got up this morning, and LeVar Ball is on the Dan Le Batard show talking, and I got people tweeting me about how, you know, maybe this guy isn't as crazy as he sounds, and I'm looking into it. And I'm beginning to come around to the LeVar Ball mindset of this. So let me make a pitch as to why LeVar Ball is not crazy, but crazy smart. Because there are three parts to this LeVar Ball shoe deal in my mind, the dynamic of this, okay? There's the business side of the whole shoe deal and the Lonzo Ball thing. There is the shoe side of this, and then there is the big baller brand. Let me start on the business side, because this normally, when someone introduces their own shoe, is kind of the biggest part, of course. How are you going to sell it? How are you going about marketing it and the like? What LeVar is doing is he's taking pre-orders, okay? The shoe,
yeah,
if
the
you
shoe
buy
doesn't
it,
exist.
It ships in November. Exactly.
Yeah. There's no manufacturer.
The shoe ships in November. He doesn't take on any inventory. Very little risk. If you don't buy it, he does not make it. Therefore, you don't end up underwater with boxes of shoes sitting in your garage like a lot of small mom and pop companies end up with. And that kind of is the end of you as a company. If it fails, all right, Nike, Adidas, Under Armour will all be there. You will take a haircut on some of this in terms of a endorsement deal for Lonzo Ball.
Do they touch him?
But that is sitting out there. Eventually, someone will come knocking if he's good. The biggest caveat of all of this is if Lonzo Ball, and someone has already texted me this, is Kwame Brown. If Lonzo Ball's awful, and I don't think he is, Kwame came out of high school, Lonzo played 1 year at UCLA, we know he can play. Mm-hmm. But if Lonzo is Kwame Brown, LeVar is in over his head quite a bit here. He does not have the bargaining chips that he thinks that he has.
He's got three of them, right?
He does. LiAngelo and LaMelo.
Yeah,
okay.
So one of the three might be good.
I like how he's got three of them. Okay.
Well, that's how he's treating them.
You bat 333, and that is a part of LeVar that I do not like, that he is treating his sons, not as his sons at times,
did
but
you
as
see what he said about
merchandising
the
pieces. Yes, I did, and I did not like that either. But let me continue on this, all right, because the business side is sound, and even ESPN's Darren Rovell said today, ESPN Business Insider, he was amazed, as was I, that BigBallerBrands.com, the website, did not crash yesterday. They were prepared. They were ready. They were buttoned up with that site to be able to take on the massive amount of hits that I'm sure Big Baller Brand got yesterday in people ordering, checking it out, and just taking screenshots to make fun of them. But they were ready for that. Some other businesses, some other braggadocious, unintelligent individuals would not be ready for that kind of thing. Now, let me get to the shoe side of this, okay, quickly, as to why LeVar Ball is just crazy smart, not crazy. $495 is a ridiculous price. I think that it is way overpriced. I would never pay that amount of money for a shoe. It doesn't matter if Michael Jordan himself wore it, okay? If MJ put the shoe on and it made me play like MJ for 15 minutes, I wouldn't spend the $500, okay? But LeVar putting a $495 price on the shoe is so ridiculous. We talk about it. The price tag is the advertising. Because of the $495, we all look at it and go, well, you can't do this. Once again, he's breaking the norm. And by doing that, he gets free advertising. The early estimates of the amount of free advertising that LeVar Ball has gotten for his company and his shoes just in the last day, about $50 million, because Dan Le Batard did a three-hour infomercial on it today. Mike and Mike talked about it. Scotty and I talked about it. And you and I are having a discussion about LeVar Ball right now. $50 million is what they're getting from him putting a $495 price tag on it, okay? Now, here's one thing that I do not buy. This is the argument I will not take from anybody via Twitter, via text, via phone. Well, what about parents that can't afford them and their kids want them? I don't know. Tell your kids no. It's pretty simple. It's called parenting.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that.
That sounds like a you problem to me, all right? It's called parenting.
I mean, they're black sneakers. Go find some black sneakers.
If you didn't want to parent the kid, don't have the kids. But that's a you problem, not a me problem, okay? That's the shoe side of this. The price is just the advertising because it's so ridiculous. Not to mention when you feed that price into the brand side of this, the third side of this triangle here, what LeVar Ball is creating is the Ed Hardy t-shirt version of the NBA and sports world. You remember Ed Hardy?
Yeah.
Ridiculously.
It was like an $80 t-shirt?
It was. Ridiculously priced, ridiculously designed garb that turned into kind of the unofficial wear for overpriced jerks.
You know the funny thing is, though,
to wear
that shirt doesn't exist anymore really in that brand. Mm-hmm. But do you know that's like the t-shirt you see everybody wearing now, that real soft,
right,
close to the chest,
right, kind of that grippy material. Yeah, but the Ed Hardy thing, it was a gaudy design that was really flashy and overplayed.
But you
saw it at a ton of clubs and stuff. That's what he's created, the Ed Hardy t-shirt brand for the NBA. $100. People still bought it, even Ed Hardy stuff, okay? And LeVar's attitude even on Twitter yesterday, all right? If you don't like it, don't buy it, okay? If you can't afford it, you're not a big baller. It's a psychological thing. He's creating it as a status symbol, all right? I have a big baller brand. Therefore, I have money. I can afford things. I'm of a specific status in our society and in the basketball culture.
But isn't some of it now, because he's put himself so far up front, isn't he now part of the brand? Didn't he almost remove his children from being part of the brand to him being the brand? And I look at him and I go, if I need to spend $495 to be you, then I'd like you know, I'd rather spend $1,000 to not be you.
The spokesperson.
Because he doesn't associate with something that's good.
Trust me, when his son, if his son is playing well in the NBA, you will associate it more with Lonzo than you will LeVar. If LeVar is smart, and I do not know if he's smart enough to get out of the way, but right now, LeVar is taking the attention on himself, and we are talking less about his son than we are him.
Do you think the son dropped out of the combine because he knew the shoe wasn't going
to
be ready?
No, none of these guys go to that. None of the top guys.
The number
guys.
One guy's going.
Now, Markel Fultz is going to go for interviews, and that's just about it. He's not going to go, and he's not going to go and work out. He's not going to go and take part in the five-on-five stuff. Nope, the top guys never
but
do.
Ball's not doing anything. He's not showing up.
Neither did Porzingis.
So does the shoe show up in time for the draft?
No, the shoe's not going to show up until November.
For him, he doesn't get a prop
version? I don't know. I don't think the shoe plays into this at all. I think the basketball side of it is completely different. But you look at the three sides of that for LeVar, I don't think he's crazy. I think that he's a genius in the way he set it up. They can't fail on the business side. On the shoe side of things, he is setting a price that makes us talk about it. And from a brand standpoint, he is turning Big Baller Brand into the next Ed Hardy.
I hate it, but you are 100%
I think
right.
It's going to be successful. We'll talk about we've talked about this. We're going to get into the Kentucky Derby coming up next as well, and later on we'll talk NBA playoffs. We've got Cavs and Raptors currently underway. Kyle Lowry not in the starting lineup, but he's playing. Some more on that coming up. It's Live, Local, and Loud here on ESPN 580.
This is ESPN 580 Orlando's Live, Local, and Loud.
Hey, welcome back. It's Live, Local, and Loud here on ESPN 580. We're broadcasting from the Victory Casino Cruises Studios, home of the only legal sports book in Central Florida. You can get in touch with the show at 844-225-5580. Text is 212-32, also on Twitter at ESPN 580. Nick and at the Jerry Daniels. Yeah, don't make the point about parents not being able to afford a $495 shoe for their kids. If their kids ask for the shoe and they cannot afford it,
just buy them a black pair of sneakers.
Just tell them no. Just parent, that's all. That's part of the problem with our society today, too. He's Jerry Daniels. I'm Nick Grunewitz. That's the problem with our society today. Not enough parents want to say no. There's not enough of that now. And if you had the kids, be ready to parent them. That's a you problem, all right? Buy them a different pair of shoes. Tell them no. And if they are hell-bent on having the $495 shoe, tell them to get a job. Okay, tell them to get a job and to go out and buy the shoe themselves.
Not in radio, though.
844-225-5580. Text is 21232. The most interesting thing, we're going to get to the Kentucky Derby discussion here coming up here in just a moment. Jerry Daniels is going to break that down for you. We'll get our buddy Promo Pete on from Victory Casino Cruises as well, is how this shoe, a signature shoe for Lonzo Ball, does upset kind of the status of the league a bit, kind of a dynamic of the NBA, because in my mind, having a signature shoe, and I believe that this is kind of a universal thought, so I don't want to say in my mind. I see it as a universal view in the NBA that having a signature shoe makes you a specific status, right? If you're LeBron, if you're Kobe, if you're Durant, if you're Curry, like a shoe company calls up and says, hey, we want to make a signature shoe for you. Kyrie Irving has one. You're a specific status. I was talking about this with my father. One of the proudest moments I have while working here at ESPN 580 is when the suits here, management came in and said, hey, we want to do this Monday night show. Okay, this was before Jerry showed up, and Jerry and I started working together. We want to call the show Monday Night with Nick and Company. All right, we went back and forth about the name. But it was a big deal to me to get my name in the title of the show. You've been in these meetings, Jerry, okay? Like, you've got to bend over backwards to get your name in a show title, right? It was like a big deal. Like, that was like my shoe deal. It was amazing. I celebrated it. I remember. I went out to dinner and celebrated it because they put my name in a show. Now, that might be foolish, but it was a big deal to me.
Which is funny because then when our show started, you were like, yeah, I'm okay with not having my name in
Okay, second day in a row we're talking about the name. I'm going to avoid this part of it. But I do believe that Lonzo having his own shoe is going to have a lot of other NBA players kind of giving him the side
eye. I agree.
Like one guy, John Wall does not have a signature shoe. John Wall is already on record saying we're going to give Lonzo Ball hell when he gets into the league.
It's so sad because this kid's innocent.
First time the Wizards play whatever team Lonzo's all on, get your popcorn because John Wall's going after him.
And it might be the Magic.
Get your popcorn.
I'm telling you, he could fall to four. Right now on the line, we have the promo manager for Victory Casino Cruises 1 and 2. For more information, visit them at victorycasinocruises.com or call them at 855-GO-VICTORY. And remember, Yingling is free while gaming. Pete, what's up, man?
What's going on, guys? I thought LaVar Ball had his own show. I didn't even realize it was a college kid coming out.
It's Lonzo's.
All the talk is about the dad, you know?
You know, he's kind of almost like a college coach. You don't know anybody's name on the team,
like
but you
Calipari.
Know the coach.
He's the Calipari, yeah, he's of, the Calipari. Of sports dads.
Yeah, he's definitely the Calipari of sports dads. LaVar Ball has set his price at $495 because if you can't afford $495, then by definition, you're not a big baller. That is one of the topics we were talking about tonight. Pete, are you planning on running out and getting this $495 shoe?
You know, if this kid works out to be as good as he potentially could be, those $495 shoes, because I don't think many people are going to buy them, could be worth a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, they'll be worth more than $495.
Like the first signature one for $995, like that could really be worth something.
And it comes in the case and everything. I mean, that could be worth a lot of money if... But the answer quickly is no. I'm not going to go spend $495 on the four of us in our family's shoes that we're getting next time. But, you know, good for him if he gets it.
Speaking of money here, I wanted to mention this. Tonight's the Toronto matchup when the Cavs go to Toronto. The tickets are selling for 33% more than Toronto at the Cavs. So apparently Cleveland people don't want to see the game, but in Toronto they want to see the game.
Well, it's playoff fatigue, right? Because the Cavaliers, the expectation is they're going to make a run to the finals. Maybe fans are saving their money for a finals run or something for Toronto. Like, this is their Super Bowl to get by Cleveland, and they have people waiting
outside.
This is
their last chance.
Yeah.
If game five is necessary, you can get into game five for $57.
Really?
Yeah. That's sad.
Don't worry. It's not going to be necessary.
It's not going to be necessary. All right. Well, the biggest, most exciting 2 minutes in sports is coming up Saturday. It is race 12 on the Kentucky Derby lineup that day. We have a ton of friends that are up there, including Mr. Fatone himself. I know the lines are open there on the boat. I talked to sportsbook manager Michael Matz on the way into the show today. He broke them down for me. And before we even get to that, you have another race going on the boat as well, correct?
That's it. I mean, we're doing our world-famous human horse racing. And if he thought that curling was entertaining, then you got to come and watch this. It's so we give out stick horses. There's six stick horses.
Okay.
And you got to hold the stick horse. And then we have two dice. And we roll the dice. And if the number of your stick horse comes up, you get to move up a spot. And we actually do that around the atrium, around the third deck of the casino. And the first one to get around wins the Victory Kentucky Derby in our human horse racing. It is hysterical.
Yeah.
So this is kind of like the game in those arcades, right, where you
exactly,
slide the ball
up. Game,
yes.
You have to throw that ball up there.
I like this. This sounds like a lot of fun.
And my wife and I used to have big-time competitions on the boardwalk, you know, playing that horse game. So it's really funny, and it's a great promo before the game or before the race starts tomorrow. So we're doing it on both the morning and the night cruise tomorrow.
All right, now looking ahead, Pete, if you could pick, besides the Super Bowl party, if you could pick another annual kind of fun drinking event to watch a sport, what's your number two behind the Super Bowl? Because for me, it's the Kentucky Derby.
See, I'm not a mint and julep guy, so I don't think I love watching
the Kentucky
Yingling Derby.
I drink Yingling while doing the Derby.
There you go. Good. That works. I've watched every Kentucky Derby for the last 20 years, and I don't believe I've poured a drink to watch the race. So I don't know about that. Besides the Super Bowl, maybe the college football championship. You know, and
is that a party event though? Because it's always on a Monday night. I mean, that's the problem with the national championship game. It's always like on a Monday night.
I still
night.
Don't get why they do it on a Monday night. Is it just because the NFL championship season's going on then, too?
I don't think they want to compete.
Do it on a Saturday. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know. They kind of ruin it there. What's your number two? Besides Super Bowl party, what's your number two?
Like gathering?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like I'm an antisocial person.
Okay.
Like I don't gather in large groups. for sporting events, I don't normally do that, but it would have to be like a deciding game of the NBA Finals or something. Like, if there's like a Game 7 of the NBA Finals, that's it.
You gathered, though.
Game 7 of the World Series.
You
did. That was the one, too.
Yeah.
But I almost threw up like three times because when Spahn hit that home run.
All right, rumor has it that the NBA is real excited about the Wizards making one more round here. As a Washington fan yourself.
Yeah, I was going to say, Pizza Washington,
why
right?
do you guys?
Yeah, man, I'm excited.
How do you feel about Kelly Oubre?
Good the first.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
You're not too sure.
Well, here's my question for you. Do the Cavs or the Wizards have a better chance of getting out of this round?
The Cavs or the
Capitals?
My wife's a Pittsburgh fan. I think the Capitals are done. They have our number for whatever reason. If we would have won the last game, we had a shot. But I think the Wizards can do it. You know, they. I do think the Wizards can beat Boston.
Yeah, and that's we both kind of had that on the radar as well. All right. Well, for more information on how you can get out there to see human horse racing. Visit Victory Casino Cruises at victorycasinocruises.com or call them at 855-GO-VICTORY. Pete, thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you, guys. Great show as always. Talk to you soon.
All right. And I want to remind you guys, $10, $10 to $13 gets you on the boat. The price never really goes above that except for New Year's Eve. Includes drinking while gaming. And while you should only be drinking Yingling, there's a lot more beverage options.
There's wine and
bar and the whole kit.
Go just to hang out with Promo Pete, too. One of the best guys I've ever met.
And you can always see him.
Yeah.
Because he's taller than everybody else in the room.
Just a great dude. Great time out there at Victory Casino Cruises as well. Coming up next, we'll get into the NBA playoffs. Right now, Cavs and Raptors going head-to-head in a crucial Game 3 up there in Toronto. We'll get into some NFL storylines as well. He's Jerry Daniels. I'm Nick Grunowitz. Thank you, football. It's live, local, and loud here on ESPN 580.
Now, ESPN 580 Orlando's live, local, and loud.
Hey, welcome back. It's live, local, and loud here on ESPN 580, broadcasting from the Victory Casino Cruises Studios, home of the only legal sports book in Central Florida. You can get in touch with the show at 844-225-5580. Text is 21232. Also on Twitter, at ESPN 580 Nick and at the Jerry Daniels. More Kentucky Derby talk coming up here.
I also wanted to get to what Dick Vitale said. I love that.
About the LeVar Ball stuff. Yeah. Did you see that? I know he was tweeting about it. I have not seen those comments are, but we'll get to that coming up here in just a minute. Quick update on the NBA playoffs. The Cleveland Cavaliers lead the Toronto Raptors 20-18, 1:54 left in the first quarter. Cavs lead that series 2-0. Now, Kyle Lowry, who injured his ankle in game two and was a game time decision, he's active for the game. Corey Joseph started for the Raptors, but Kyle Lowry is going to come in off the bench. I believe he's logged some minutes already in this quarter. We'll give you an update
on
what he's
done.
He's
not going to be a factor.
What the hell was Dwayne Casey doing? Did you watch game two?
Yeah.
I watched as much of game two as I could because that game was over immediately. But Kyle Lowry injures his ankle, comes out.
Yep.
During halftime, they look at it. He hobbles back in, and, like, they're letting him play on a bad wheel in a blowout game.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
It didn't make any sense
at
to me.
At some point, pack it in, go home, and say we're down 2-0.
He has no control over his players.
Dwayne Casey.
No. No control.
I said this, and Scott Inez openly laughed at me, and I don't blame Scott because I have the reputation of being the blow it up, fire the coach guy.
Yeah.
If Toronto is swept in this series, Dwayne Casey should be nervous. Because if you're going to bring back Kyle Lowry at a max contract, the only thing you can really do, so you got to pay Kyle Lowry, you got to pay Serge Ibaka because they made that trade for him with the Orlando Magic and gave up a first round pick.
Yep.
You bring back the band, yet this team can't get over the hump, and it seems that they're built well for the regular season.
It's the Cavs, though.
I understand it's the Cavs, but you have to make a change at some point, scheme-wise, to help you.
Who else wants to coach in Canada?
It's a good roster, though. It is a pretty good roster, and
you're giving up 33% of your salary for half of your games.
Okay.
I'm just saying, that's a factor.
Okay. Oh, it is. Oh, it definitely is. You're talking about free agency, but I'm not worried.
No, I'm talking about the coach.
Oh, yeah.
Coach has to pay like 33%.
The coach too. That is a good point.
And you know they're not on Canadian healthcare up there. They're on NBA healthcare, so you're not even getting the benefits of it.
Though I do believe you would get some very interested parties in coaching this roster with Serge Ibaka, with Kyle Lowry, and with DeMar DeRozan. I don't know if Mike Brown's going to get another coaching job after this.
Really?
Why?
Kerr retires, you don't think Brown walks into that job?
That's a different fact. He's already on that staff. I'm saying at the end of the year, I don't think Mike Brown's phone is ringing for a head coaching opportunity. if there's an opening. Now, nothing is open right now, which is, by the way, weird.
First time in the modern era.
First time, like, ever.
Yeah.
Because there's too many guys like me that are just blowing up fire the coach. There's too many. I understand. But Dwayne Casey's teams have stumbled in game one of a playoff series. How about, like, seven straight series they've lost game one, even when they're a favored team? Look at the Milwaukee series.
Yeah.
How many times do we need to watch this and the scheme of just kind of take long twos by DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry before it's like, Dwayne Casey, we got to figure this out. I'm just saying that he should be nervous.
No.
It's probably next year. Not this year. It's next year probably.
If this was any other time in NBA history, you would be right. But they're not firing anybody anymore.
Well, it's because two-thirds of the league have turned over in the last 3 years. He signed a three-year contract last year.
So
he's got one more year after this, right? No, he's got two. It was an extension, excuse me.
So he's got two more years.
He's got two more years. Likely has one more year left. I mean, likely, if they didn't have success next year, he'd be fired because you never go into that final year as a lame duck coach. I'm just saying, like, this team is weird. It's just a weird dynamic with them of not really showing up in the playoffs and having to play extended series.
But he was a huge hero last year, even though they lost in six.
Why does that remind me of that again? Why? Dwayne Casey?
Yeah.
Toronto
surprised everybody when they won the two games at home in the second round of the playoffs last year.
But
you don't remember the energy?
No. I remember them playing at home. I remember them having, what is that called, the 906 or whatever that area is outside that they call it. And I get all that. But how much credit do we give to the arena and Dwayne Casey? How much credit do we give to... Once again, it's about LeBron, right? David Griffin gets no credit. Ty Lue gets no credit. The Raptors get no credit for beating him. It's all just LeBron's team was bored.
How much credit do you give Tone Loke for the success that Memphis had?
You're talking about David Fizdale.
Yes, of course. How much success...
I give David Fizdale a lot of credit, and here's why. Thanks for the... Take that for data rant is one thing, but also he decided to put Z-Bo back on the floor.
Sure, okay.
With Marc Gasol, and that changed the dynamic of that series, and they were winning those matchups.
100%. I agree.
Let's talk Derby here, because I know you got some Kentucky Derby
stuff. Just a couple things.
Sure.
Real quick, there's a blind horse in the race this year. Its left eye was removed due to a hemorrhage. The horse is fine. It's racing.
Okay.
It happened last year.
How does all that work? So
the reason why the horse can't see the other 19, though, is because it's in the 20 spot.
Oh, I get
it. So the left eye is missing.
So it's all the way on the right side.
That's correct. So the horse is literally going to run around the Derby all the way and not be able to see the horse to its left, which is the other 19 horses. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Now, the horses all wear blinders anyway. Do they not?
They do. They're not actually going to put one on this horse, though.
Spoiler alert. I know nothing about horse racing. Like, I do not... I am the classic...
Most horses still see the other horses because they're in front of them.
Oh, okay. I'm the classic millennial where some of these old-time sports, like, especially boxing and horse racing, I pay zero attention to whatsoever.
But I love
them. No, that's fine. I unlike other millennials, even though I know nothing about it, I'm willing to have a conversation about it.
Well, he's a 20-to-1 odd.
Yes.
And no horse has won in that spot since 1972. So... He's out, but I am rooting for the blind horse.
So he's doomed.
But I am rooting for the blind horse.
Okay.
Couple other ones on the list that are kind of fun. It's going to rain tomorrow. 60% chance of rain. Only two horses have won races this year in the rain. One of them is Look at Lee. Look at Lee is in the one spot. One spots never win. So he's out.
Oh, too
so the
bad.
One I'm going to give you guys to keep an eye on this year is the front runner now at 4-to-1. And that is Classic Empire. I'm telling you guys right now, that's your bet. I know it's 4-to-1 and it's kind of like, but that's your bet because he has won the mile and a quarter at Churchill Downs already in the rain. And he's 4-to-1 coming in on this. So I think that number is going to move. I'll bet you by tomorrow. That line goes to 2-to-1 to 3-to-1. So the one I would, if you're, I'm not telling you to bet money, but unless you're on the boat, but if you're in that little
spend your money like you'd like, right?
Yeah. If you're checking the boxes tomorrow, go ahead and pick Classic Empire. My second.
Now is that the favorite to win, Classic Empire?
It is, unfortunately.
Okay, so you're going out on a limb.
And
huh?
But I normally don't do that. And you know I don't normally.
No, you
don't.
You love to go with kind of the under the radar guy.
The sleeper is Looking at Lee. Which no one's going to pick because he's on the one pole. But at 20-to-1, if you're looking for one that might be a sleeper,
it's frisky.
Look, go for looking at Lee.
Looking at Lee.
Yes.
Okay. I like that.
That's my entire breakdown.
What time is the race tomorrow?
It's the 12th race, so we're probably looking at, what, 3:45?
So if I start drinking at about 1 o'clock, I should be safe?
You should be fine.
Okay. I'm looking forward to that. And by the way, you can still make it out to the boat on Victory Casino Cruises.
By the way, real quick.
Go ahead.
The horse with the missing one eye.
I was just reading a sponsorship for our sponsor, but go ahead.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. Do you think?
His name?
Yes.
Patch.
Patch.
The one with one missing
eye. That's well done as well.
By the way, he got the name before he lost his eye.
You can head out to Victory Casino Cruises. You can find more information at victorycasinocruises.com. Call them at 855-GO-VICTORY. That's 855-GO-VICTORY. 844-225-5580 is our number. Here you can text to 21232. If you're watching the Kentucky Derby tomorrow, how are you watching the Derby? Do people have big parties for Kentucky Derby?
Oh, yeah. I've got two parties I got to hit.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't get invited. That's nice.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, you have fun. We'll be back, Tuck NBA
Playoffs. You don't wear hats.
And more. It's Live Local and Loud.
This is ESPN 580 Orlando's Live Local and Loud.
Cavs lead the Raptors 37-28, 9:23 left in the first half as Cleveland has the ball. They lead the series 2-0 in Game 3 up there in Toronto. Welcome back. It's Live Local and Loud here on ESPN 580, broadcasting from the Victory Casino Cruises Studios, home of the only legal sports book in Central Florida. You can get in touch with the show at 844-225-5580. Text is 21232. He's Jerry Daniels. I'm Nick Granowitz, Nicky Football. Our final segment is going to be kind of a rapid fire of stuff here because we talked about LeVar Ball so much. There are other things I want to get to.
It was the number one trending story.
Listen.
All day.
I think the guy's a genius. I'm changing my mind, and the thing I love most about my job is I can change my mind and no one dies. Right? Like in NASA, you change your mind about the way you do something, maybe something bad happens, money is wasted. I can just change my mind, and I love that about it. No one has started as a larger critic of LeVar Ball than me, but I'm seeing the way that he is rolling out the business idea, the shoes.
Shoes don't exist.
And all of it. They don't exist yet. He's selling a product that doesn't exist, and he only buys it. He only makes it if you buy it.
Although that little demo he made... It was $20,000 just to make that one shoe.
Okay, and they can cover that because his son is going to be a millionaire in a couple of weeks. When it's all said and done, if the shoe completely fails, okay, and Lonzo is kind of a mediocre basketball player, they really haven't lost a ton of money, and his kid is going to be all right.
And that shoe will be more collectible if he's a bust.
You think so?
Yes, because they won't sell any. So in the collection category... It goes through the roof.
So, like, is the Kwame Brown rookie card, like, a big
deal? Cards, because they print the same amount.
Right.
That's different. But any sort of thing that just kind of doesn't go anywhere, that's the thing that becomes, like, sci-fi memorabilia of failed movies is worth more than, say, a big one.
Well, if I talked myself into buying a pair of big baller brand shoes this show, I don't think so. I'm not
If
that
they go
stupid.
On eBay for, like, $135...
Yeah, I think
the
they
price
look,
of a Curry I, 3. Pick them up.
I really think they look cool. Am I the only one?
I think they look like I'm working as a waiter.
I really think they look cool.
Did
I like them.
Did you spend too much time in food service? Is that the problem?
No, I didn't work in food service ever. Never. Trust me, you don't want me serving your table.
No,
I
just love the part they call him hand-painted DeLorean. By the way, real quick, Dick Vitale said that if he plays in the NBA like he played against Kentucky's guards, the shoes are going to be worth $4.95.
Hashtag hate hard.
I loved it.
That burn was awesome, baby.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah.
That's great from Dick Vitale. A little shade from Dick Vitale.
Yeah.
Couple other things. Let's move on. We're going to move off of LeVar Ball as he looks to create the Ed Hardy version of an NBA clothing line. I do. I think it's genius. A couple of things coming out of Major League Baseball. ESPN reporting, according to sources, Boston Red Sox ace Chris Sale will not be suspended by Major League Baseball for throwing behind Baltimore Orioles star Manny Machado. Sale threw a 98-mile-an-hour fastball at the knees behind Machado in the first inning of Tuesday night's game at Fenway Park. That is what has led to this entire week of kind of the Red Sox and Machado both letting it hang out, might I say, and kind of playing beanball here a bit. Machado hits a home run last night, takes his time rounding the bases. All of a sudden, that's an affront to baseball people everywhere that he took his time a little bit. Is this going to drag on all season, Jerry?
Yes, and it's going to get better as we go along. I mean, this I got to tell you, I thought Jose Bautista was the best thing that happened to baseball in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Manny Machado is the best thing that happened to baseball in 10 years. And you know, the funny thing about it is during the steroid era,
sure,
they all had to lay low like they were avoiding the police. They were all kind of quiet. You noticed? like after the whole heyday of the of
you
the
mean
60-
after Rafael Palmeiro wagged his finger?
Yes, after that whole the height of it, they all kind of went quiet during the height of Derek Jeter at LAN.
Okay,
you know they're all polite and everything else. This is the return of what baseball was in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Like people forget that baseball in the 70s during the Red Machine, that was a great era of baseball, and I think that's what we're seeing come back a little bit right now.
I baseball, Rob Manfred and the baseball office, they're the ones to blame for all this. They could have gotten
you don't
way
like
out
it,
in front.
Huh?
No, it's not that I don't like it.
Sales didn't pitch behind his head. He pitched behind his knees.
See, I don't like it when guys are going up near the heads, and we've seen it. We've seen it too many times now in this.
If the
type
ball
of
was
thing.
Up there, he would have gotten suspended.
I think you are right about that. I don't like the whole beanball thing back and forth where you're throwing it, guys. Here's the thing: Machado slides into Pedroia.
Okay.
You have an opportunity in his next at bat to get him. Okay, or in that game, if you don't get him, then. It's over. What I don't like is that this is dragged out now for like 2 or 3 weeks, and we're going back and forth, and there's all
this
bad
blood. That's allowed. Just ask John Smoltz.
No,
he talked about it during the game.
I understand. I think it's overdone. That's all. I just think
apparently
it's overdone.
You can go over the season.
And everyone talks about how like, you know, Manny Machado running around the bases, you know, in 21 seconds is like a huge affront to baseball. I don't get it. Like, I think that the biggest problem here, I think there is a huge racial component here in the unwritten rules of baseball. Like, does anyone else find it funny? And I don't, trust me, like, I'm not trying to race bait here when I say this, okay? But I find that the guys that are kind of the keepers of the unwritten rules of baseball, it's kind of all like the white guys in baseball that kind of grew up, right, playing in the Little League with their, you know, their best friend's dad who's the head coach, right? Like, think about it. Chris Sale who is the catcher for the Braves? Help me out here. With it being like Chris Sale and all these guys who kind of like they're the keepers of those unwritten rules. Brian McCann is who I'm thinking of. Who was like the keeper of the old book in baseball. And then we've got all these young Latin players coming into the game. And by the way, they're awesome. They can rake and they play with a little bit more, I guess, you know, energy and enthusiasm. And kind of these guys that are like, you know, keepers of the book are like, well, that's not how we do it here. You need to kind of assimilate to how we do things over here. I think it's good for baseball if everyone acted a little bit more excited. And I understand that maybe it's not the most exciting thing to be playing in game number 45 of 162. But when Manny Machado plays, you know, when Javi Baez for the Chicago Cubs plays, like watch the World Baseball Classic, you know, when Puerto Rico's playing and some of these other teams.
You can't watch that anymore.
Well, it's over. I get it. But like watch some of the tapes.
Yeah.
It's entertaining.
Yeah.
And I do wonder how much of this is kind of a racial component of some of the white guys in baseball that are kind of like, man, we didn't play like this when I was in Little League and in college and stuff. And I don't like it.
Well, if you look at it,
I feel like they're trying to show me up.
All the troublemakers are, I'm sorry to say, but we just said Jose Bautista, Manny Machado.
Yeah, not troublemakers, guys that are
outlandish.
Well, that are breaking these rules. Yeah, that I would say.
Real quick, I want to get to this story. We talked about it earlier in the week. Tom McDonald wanted to, send tribute for his buddy Roy Riegel, who he had grown up as a Mets fan with over there in Flushing, New York. You know, he was walking around trying to flush his remains in all these different ballparks.
It's a weird story.
The story was released earlier in the week that said that he had just picked 16 stadiums because he didn't have enough body to go around all the toilets. Now it turns out that he did not go to stadiums where the Mets did not like the teams. So he did the White Sox park.
He
didn't do Wrigley because Mets fans hate the Cubs.
Which is strange because Mets fans should love the Cubs because when the Maisons made that run, it was the Cubs who blew that huge first-place lead. Thanks, Black Cat.
So here's
cool
the
now.
Twist
right.
in the story. Here's sure. the twist in the story. He was going to flush the last part in Bull Durham because of the TV show or the movie that was apparently his former buddy's favorite movie.
One of the best sports movies of all time.
Here's the problem.
What's the problem?
The man didn't realize that stadium is no longer there. That they built a new stadium.
No.
So the toilets he was going to flush in, they're new toilets. So now...
I mean, is that really...
That, hey, I'm just telling you.
Okay.
So now he's got enough remains to go back and
he
do another... one of the 16...
stadium?
Yes, yes.
Where should he do it?
I say Wrigley. I don't care how much you hate him. You got to flush it, Wrigley.
No one flushes it, Wrigley.
Is there another one that's better? The only National League stadium he did, by the way?
What's that?
L.A.
The Dodgers.
Yeah.
How is...
I think it's because it's such a historic stadium.
Okay.
Besides Wrigley, it's what, the next best one besides Fenway?
I'm uninformed on this, so I'd just like to ask the question. This is Live Local and Loud, by the way, broadcast with Victory Casino Cruises Studios. He's Jerry Daniels. I'm Nick Grunowitz. I'm going to ask this. Are you allowed to travel in the airport with just human remains
yes,
like that?
Yes, you are. Yeah.
How does that work? Do they make you put it, like, in a baggie, or do you have to do something?
I'll go as far as telling you this. If you've flown on a plane more than 5 times,
okay,
you've flown with a dead body on your plane.
Well, no. Is it underneath?
Yes.
Is it in a seat? Do I have to buy another seat for the urn?
No, I think it's a carry-on.
We store it.
I think his ashes is a carry-on.
Does it fit in the overhead bins?
And personally,
if I'm
having to fly home from Raleigh-Durham, maybe I'm going mile-high flush. We'll end on that note.
No, we can't because we can't end on that. We can't. Let him just join a different mile high club. Let him join a different
mile high flush. I didn't say club. You said club. I said mile high flush.
But it would be a different mile high club. That's unbelievable. We're back next week. Yeah, Monday night with Nick and Company at 6 o'clock on Monday, and then Tuesday Live Local and Loud is back as well. The NBA playoffs coming up here on ESPN 580 beginning at 8:30. Rockets and Spurs. He's Jerry Daniels. I'm Nick Grunowitz. I said we'll be back next week. Enjoy it, big ballers.